Roosevelt insisted that the big capitalists recognize that they were mere capitalists and that the elected officials of the country were the ones that the people had chosen. Nobody elected J.P. Morgan to anything. Nobody elected John D. Rockefeller to anything. But the people had, well, indirectly, elected Theodore Roosevelt president. He was going to make the most of it.
Roosevelt quickly launches a campaign against the nation's largest trusts. And his first target is a railroad conglomerate owned by J.P. Morgan.
Morgan demanded to see the president, so he stormed down from New York to Washington, went into the White House, and he said, "I don't understand." He said, "If we've got a problem, send your man to my man and they'll fix it up." And Roosevelt said, "This is exactly the problem with Morgan. He acts as though I'm just a rival boss or something." And Morgan, who thought that he could manipulate Roosevelt, discovered that Roosevelt could not be manipulated at all.
Roosevelt refuses to back down from Morgan. He sues his company in federal court, the first government antitrust case filed against a major corporation.